الحمد لله الذي بنعمه تتم الصالحات، الحمد لله الذي قدر كل ما هو آت وكل ما هو فات. نسأله عز وجل موجبات رحمته، نسأله الفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار. I bear witness there is no deity save Allah and that Muhammad is his servant and his messenger and his mercy to all mankind. We pray to him to shower his mercy and his blessings upon all the prophets and upon Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon all of them. Dear brothers and sisters, my khutbah today will be about the trials and the hardship of life and why. But before I start my khutbah, I would like to reflect briefly on what happened in New Zealand last week. The terror attack and the assault on the place of worship on two mosques, but a continuation of what happened in Pittsburgh with the synagogue where 11 people believe were killed, on the temple of the Sikh, I believe was in Wisconsin, what happened in the Charleston, South Carolina, the black church, 9 people more or less been dead and injury and so on. I believe this is evil. I'm sure Satan is enjoying this feeling good. The assault is on places of worship. And that evil, fortunately, what we have seen in the way the Prime Minister of New Zealand and the people of New Zealand, the way they rose to the occasion. And we all know, I don't need to go through details about what she has done, the Prime Minister. But the way she reacted and the way the people of New Zealand reacted, really it is reassuring that the forces of goodness and the forces of righteousness will prevail. And while Satan felt good for a short period of time, it's going to be ongoing for weeks where the forces of goodness are spreading their wings and showing evil that you will not prevail, but the forces of God Almighty, the forces of goodness and righteousness will prevail. So that really brings to my mind a verse that sometimes we don't see its magnitude. It is chapter 74, verse 31. وَمَا يَعْلَمُ جُنُودَ رَبِّكَ إِلَّا هُوَ. No one knows the soldiers, the forces of God except Almighty. And I could say what we have seen from the Prime Minister and the people of New Zealand are a testimony of this verse. Only God knows who are his forces. With that, brothers and sisters, let me go now to my topic. It is no secret that all of us wondering hardship and trials and difficulties with not much time to take a break sometimes. And I think there is a Quranic doctrine that I would like to make an attempt at today. Because honestly, the topic, it deserves conferences and seminars, because I don't believe we as a Muslim flushed it out properly. Why all these things in our life? So I'd like to divide it, for the sake of simplicity and time, into three areas. The first one would be the nature of this world that we live in. If you look at the one of the early verses of the Quran, it's really amazing. Early verses of the Quran, which is chapter 84, verse 6. يَا أَيُّهَا الْإِنسَانُ إِنَّكَ كَادِحٌ إِلَى رَبِّكَ كَدْحًا فَمُلَاقِي. O man, you will labor, you will strive, you will toil throughout your life until you meet your Lord. In other words, is you're going to struggle and you're going to face hardship and difficulties and trials continuously until you meet your Maker. So what we conclude from this verse, and there are so many verses in the Quran talking about لَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ, we will test you and you will be inflicted with hardship and difficulties, and so many verses. We can conclude the reality of life, brothers and sisters, it is not a place of reward. We will not be rewarded in this life, we will be rewarded in the hereafter. It is not a place of absolute justice. We all know that there are so many people have gone on without being brought to justice, or they were able to get away with things. But what is certain for us, this life that we live in, it is a place of trials, tribulations, difficulties, and hardship, based on the Quranic doctrine. So the first thing is the nature of life. It is the Creator chose it, and we will see later on why. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose it to be this way. So there should be no surprise for us. I go to the second step. It is the nature of our relationship with our Maker. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, verse that we hear a lot, chapter 23, verse 3. أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ أَنْ يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. Do people think that they could declare that they are believers and that they will not be tested? Any relationship, brothers and sisters, between us and our spouse, between us and our children, between us and our best friends, whatever relationship, you can always claim whatever you want. Unless it survived the test and the trials and the difficulties, you cannot say this is a strong relationship, right? It's natural. So the nature of our faith also dictates that we will experience trials and difficulties. And sometimes once one person told me, well, you know, Allah, God knows what's inside of me. Why do I have to go through it? Well, Allah judges not according of what He knows. The only thing, He will measure our actions according to our intention, yes. But you will find the Quran over and over is talking about that Allah will bring us to task and judge us according to our deeds. That goes with our intention. So the second one is the nature of faith. Naturally will be tested. I go to, in my humble opinion, this is the crux of the matter. This is the heart of this Quranic doctrine, the doctrine of trials and tribulations and difficulties that we all know quite familiar with. And in order for me to really help us capture the essence of it, I decided that the best story I can share with you is the story of Prophet Joseph, Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. I am hoping that all of us know the details of it, but I will go over it very quickly. And if I miss some details, forgive me. He was born in a house of a prophet, Jacob, his father Yaqub, a great prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Early on, his mother passes away. She dies. And no, we all know, no love can replace the love of mothers. Then he got the envy of his own brothers, who they plot to kill him. But one of them saved the day by said, let's not kill him, let's just throw him in the well. There he dies on his own, so we don't have to worry about it. So they threw him in the well. So no mother, envy of his sibling, to be kidnapped and thrown in the well to die. Then to be saved and to be sold as a slave. Just imagine the trials that he is going through. And the Quran really very humbling said that he was sold with cheap coins. Not even, I mean, he's a good looking man and he comes from a well established family, very dignified. I mean, he's a prophet. Was sold as a slave with a few pennies. Then he ended up by being in a house of authority and power to be accused of adultery. Now, we all know anyone accused of that level. To be proved that he's innocent, then to be thrown in jail. Have you noticed that there's the trial one after another one? And you will find an innocent man to be thrown in jail. You know, he's a man of God that shouldn't last long. Few weeks, few months. No, the Quran says few years. Innocent man, a prophet of God, with all the things that we know about him, as he's in jail for a few years. Now, if you notice one thing, brothers and sisters, what I shared with you earlier, you know, the nature of life, he understood that. He understood it's part of life to go through trials, one after another one. Then, remember how I said the second one is the nature of faith? His faith was tested. He was tested when he was in the house and this beautiful lady offered herself. The temptation came roaring at him. She is of beauty and power. So he was tested in the best of places and he was tested in the jail. In jail, you don't have the best of the people, right? I mean, yet he remained, his character, his faith in God remained steadfast and strong. Whether he was in that place of temptation or whether he's in jail, both. He was man of God, promoting God and displaying the character of pious individuals. So, as you can tell, brothers and sisters, the first two nature of life, the trials after one after another one, the second one, the nature of his faith, the third one, which I really wanted you to reflect on, and I wish I have more time. All these events and trials and tribulations and difficulties, what did it do to Yusuf alayhi wasalam? What he has become, brothers and sisters, what happened? He became the minister of finance, I'm using the term loosely, of Egypt. At one of the most difficult times, they were in depression, not recession, depression. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prepared him to take and assume a role and a position that was very sensitive. Because usually the people in power, they succumb at time of depression to the people of power, to the rich, to the corporate, if we call them in the terminology of today. Usually the weak and the poor are left sidelined, left on the side. But not the way Joseph was prepared. He's gone through the trials of life that taught him to be humble, taught him to be passionate, taught him to understand what justice means. People can be innocent, be thrown in the jail, and taught him so many attributes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through these trials and tribulations molded him to have become the leader who saved not only the community, but he saved his family and he saved Egypt at large. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ أُدْعُوا اللَّهَ. الحمد لله الذي كتب على نفسه الرحمة وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. Dear brothers and sisters, in my humble opinion, we can draw from the first khutbah the Quranic doctrine of life, that it empowers us as people who are facing the challenges of today. But I want you to think about it, to hold a little bit and think, can you imagine if Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was not patient? He succumbed to the nature of who we are. We are people of haste. خُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ مِنْ عَجَلٍ. We people, we want everything to be quick. We want solutions today. We want resolutions today. We want the assistance of God today. We want the community to rally around us today. Joseph understood that all of this needed to be glued with patience. And that's why we recite the chapter, the famous chapter, all of us, we know it, Wal-Asr. We recite it all the time. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we go through the surah, what the surah, I believe it's chapter 103. What the surah is talking about, consider the flight of time. Verily man is bound to lose himself unless he be of those who attain to faith and do good works, obviously, and enjoy upon one another the keeping of the truth and enjoy upon one another what? Patience. وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. So I remind myself on you, brothers and sisters, this is the reality of life. Trials, they're going to keep on knocking on our door. Not only on our door, obviously, we heard earlier, many other vulnerable communities and other communities experience that. So we are not just by ourselves. But this is the reality. It's going to keep on knocking on our door. And I would like to remind us, as I am finishing my khutbah today, with this beautiful verse in chapter 3, verse 139. وَلَا تَهِنُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوْنَ إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ. Be not then faint of heart, and grieve not, for you are bound to rise high if you are truly believers. So, I, as one of you, I am sure that people usually listen to our sermons. I would say, and I believe our khatib last week talked in length about Islamophobes. And we all know not just Islamophobia that we are facing. You have Islamophobia, you have xenophobia, you have racism, feminism, whatever you want. I mean, all of them are hitting our society. And I believe, from what I've heard today and for the reminder, that a community like ours that really has faith in the doctrine of the Quran, has faith in the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will not buckle. So I say to the Islamophobes, I say to the xenophobes, I say to all those out there, that this community that you're trying to isolate, you're trying to sideline, you're trying to silence, it will not work. It will not work. This is not what happened in New Zealand. I hate to say it, won't be the end or won't be last. But a community that is molded by this doctrine, understands its role to enjoin what's right and to forbid what's wrong, to be on the side of what is right and what is good for our country and for our society, we are needed. So we cannot afford to be silenced. We cannot afford to be isolated, but rather we live up and rise, as this verse reminding us, to our role, that role that we are at all. We are people who are tall, stand united. And let me tell you, brothers and sisters, nothing can be more reassuring of what we heard today from the verses from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and from the support that we are getting from our brothers and sisters in the society. I am sure some of you were here last Friday, and if not all of you. And I have never seen a panoramic vision of support. More than 100 leaders showed up in our press conference to really remind us and to tell us that you Muslims are not alone. If there's a threat on your place of worship, it is a threat of on all places of worship. And they reminded us that we together, we are facing the challenges of today, the trials of today, the hardship of today. So brothers and sisters, we remind ourselves of who we are. We remind ourselves of who are our brothers and sisters in the society at large, not only in Los Angeles, but in the US. We remind ourselves of what is our role. And all of this should empower us to remember we are a resilient community who is steadfast, refused to be bullied, refused to spread fear among us, but we are that community who understands its role, understands its position in our nation, and understands it takes people like us to really lift our nation from the stage that it is in now to a better stage, inshallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to strengthen our faith, to purify our hearts, and to give us the energy and the resiliency and the strength and the patience that is needed for this time, and to make us among those who are prepared for a better future of our nation, and to make us among those who their hearts are filled with love and compassion and mercy and passion for the truth. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين أقم الصلاة.